This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Malcolm Campbell, good afternoon.
Sorry, I'll get near the mic.
As you're saying, the last
time. I'm busting to go to the toilet, is what I said.
Hello, yeah, time.
Oh, I didn't know that I got the late tram from the city.
So. Are you enjoying the tennis?
Yes.
Yeah, you're watching it every day?
Most times, yeah. But we're not talking about that yet.
Okay.
We have to talk about other sports.
All right. Well, let's talk about the other sports first. No. But what else have you been doing? Did you go to carnival?
Of course I did. Did you?
No.
Why not?
Oh, something came up and I couldn't
We're
go.
Taking your gay card away. What? You got a date, did you?
No. Something important came up and I couldn't make it, unfortunately. Oh, but I planned to.
I'm sorry to hear that.
But no, I couldn't make it. But did you have fun?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Yeah. I was there from about 11:30 to about 7. My feet got really sore, so I had to go home.
Oh, you poor thing.
I know. I'm old, you know. I'm as old
you. Could have just gone to the tennis.
I could have just gone across.
Straight across the road.
Across the river.
Yeah. Now, before you go on, Pride March is coming up.
Yes.
Now, we're looking for people to march with us here at Joy. So you're more than welcome to. Look at you. You have to.
I've done marching
you're
in my
doing
time.
It again.
I've done it so many times. I like to just watch.
I'll put you in a shopping trolley. And will you do? So, and that goes to everyone who's listening as well. If you'd like to march with us, head to joy.org.au and you can register.
I would probably be, you know, looking from here, from the wonderful Pride Centre.
Yes, you will be.
Yeah, okay. I think so.
All right, well, we'll be marching. We'll wave to you.
This microphone won't go down. It's not short enough for me.
Oh,
maybe I need to put the chair up. I'm a bit short.
Are you ready to get into the sport?
Yes.
Okay, let's start off. Cycling, the Tour Down Under.
Yes. Did you know about the Tour Down Under? Yeah, we had the women last week.
It's in Adelaide.
Yeah, yes.
See, I listened to you last week.
You did. In Adelaide, it's always hot, and it was hot on the weekend, and the Tour Down Under was ridden and won, not run and won, by Welshman Stevie Williams. And he won the final stage, and that meant he won the overall victory as he climbed up the Mount Lofty out of Adelaide and fought off five other cyclists. So there you go.
Is Mount Lofty quite steep?
Oh, it's like going up Mount Dandenong, kind of.
That steep?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. I've driven up it once, but it was a long time ago.
So is that finished now? Are we going
yes,
to the,
it is.
It's so only the women's is done?
Yeah, it's only a short tour, you know, about 4 days, and the women's one as well. It's like a mini tour. You know, the big ones in Europe, they're like 3 weeks.
So, I mean, it's a mini tour. And if we look at the Australian Open, and I mentioned to you last week how I watched that documentary on it, and it was a lot smaller. And then, boom, it grew into
grew.
What it is.
That certainly did.
Has the Tour Down Under got the potential to grow into one of the big ones that we see in Europe?
No, because it's because it's here, basically.
Oh, really?
And it's out of season. So it's not in their summer. It's in our summer. So no, it doesn't. But it's a boutique tour. But a lot of the riders do come over here as part of their training for the Grand
for the
Tour
real
season.
Ones, the big ones.
Yeah, the big ones are Spain, Italy and France. And they're in June, July.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Let's move on to the next thing, netball.
Netball. Well, do you know that there's a tournament being played in London?
No.
Oh, okay.
But you're going to tell us about it.
It's called the Nations Cup.
The Nations Cup, and it's netball.
Yeah, and so Australia beat New Zealand in their opening match, and they've also beaten England. So hopefully we'll come through. What's our national netball team called? You tell me.
I don't know.
It's got a nickname.
The Netballers.
It's jewellery.
Jewellery?
You know, like jewellery or precious stone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what kind?
I don't know.
The Diamonds.
The Diamonds,
And our basketball women, what are they called?
I don't know. The Rubies.
No, the Opals.
The Opals.
See?
That's, I remember Opals in Coober Pedy going there as a kid.
Yes, me too.
And they were like little ant holes, and you go down and see the Opals.
Correct.
So that's fantastic. Netball's a bit of an unknown sport for me.
Right. Well, netball wants to be taken seriously.
Good.
And it's one of the sports where women dominate. And if they want it, say, in the Olympics, they've got to have men playing it because you've got to have men and women playing in the sports. But the men's leagues are not as developed. So it's interesting. It's one of the few sports where women dominate, not men.
So they're being refused entry to the Olympics.
Oh, they're not up to that.
No,
but they, if they ever were going to, they need to be way up there. It's like boxing. Women's boxing is now in the Olympics along with men's boxing.
Right, okay.
And then the other one they're now allowing in is synchronized swimming, which is now called artistic swimming. They've had to allow men into that because, you know, there were only women in it. So that's one that's ahead of netball.
Did you ever do that?
No, I can't float. I sink.
Do you sink?
I sink, yeah. No good. No good.
All right. Let's.
How about you? Can you float?
I can float.
Oh,
yes.
Good. You're better than me.
I can float. Let's. But I'm swimming. I mean, I can swim, but, you know, I'm quite well built. So
yes.
I'm like a barge going through the water. I can't go very fast.
No, and I used to be slimmer and I'm a bit more well built too. So I'm not as good as I used to be.
All right. Let's stick with the women's sport and get on to A-League.
Yeah,
which
A-League.
Is soccer.
Yes, it is. So the A-League round 13 was played over the weekend and Western Sydney Wanderers beat the Central Coast Mariners 2-1. Sydney beat Newcastle Jets 2-1. These are obviously all New South Wales matches. Then Western United in Melbourne beat Adelaide United 1-0. And Perth Glory and Melbourne Roar had a nil-all draw. Melbourne Victory beat Canberra United 3-2. And Melbourne City beat the Wellington Phoenix 2-1.
Last week, we watched a show for Susie Wrong, and it's called Changing Ends, which is
right.
It was really interesting, but it was talking about, they were using the term football a lot. There was a lot of football.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's called football.
And, of course, I was thinking, oh, football, but it's not. It's
no,
the soccer thing.
Football's the real name for it because you don't touch the ball with your hands in soccer football, but you do in, say, American football or Australian football, you touch the ball with your hands.
So is that why it's called football?
Well, it originally was football. We just called it soccer. I don't know why.
Fantastic. Okay, let's move on to A-League for men's.
Well, the A-League for men, the Central Coast Mariners beat Melbourne City 2-1. Perth Glory beat Western Sydney 2-1. Sydney beat Newcastle 4-0. Wellington Phoenix and the Melbourne Victory had a 1-1 draw. And MacArthur, Western Sydney, beat Brisbane Roar 3-1. And one more game to go. Oh, no, that's next round. Don't worry about that. Next. Next.
All right, let's move on to the
big one.
The big one.
Australian Open tennis.
How often have you been?
Not yet.
Oh, you haven't been yet?
No.
So when are you going?
I've been watching a bit on telly.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just haven't been. And look, I could have gone on the weekend, but, you know, I had other things on.
I want to pop down one night, not necessarily to go in and watch the tennis, but I just want to see what the atmosphere is like and walk around.
Mm-hmm. And it's huge. And it's changed. Just like you said in that doco, it's changed. It's not just to tennis anymore.
No.
People go there to eat, drink, be entertained. Some of them don't even watch the tennis.
Yeah, that'd be me.
It's like the horse racing. You know, people don't go there and watch the horse racing. They go to socialise.
All right, let's get into the tennis.
Yes.
What's happening after week one?
Well, have you followed any of the news?
No, I wait for you, Malcolm, to tell me. As soon as sport comes on, I switch off. I'll let Malcolm tell me.
Last night, Alex de Minaur was the last remaining Australian man. He was playing in the fourth round.
Right.
He's ranked 10, and he was playing Andrei Rublev from Russia, ranked 5. And I watched it up to the end of the third set, and Alex was 2-1 up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when I woke up, I found out he'd lost the last two, and he lost 3-2.
Oh.
And the other guy, Andrei Rublev,
who's
picked it up
5.
A notch. Yeah, picked it up a notch and won the last set 6-love. So that was bad luck. So Alex was the last remaining man in the men's singles draw into the fourth round. We had plenty of others there that had some good performances, but he was the one. Now in the women's, Storm Hunter was our last remaining female. She qualified. Remember, you go through the qualifying tournament first, and so she played 3 matches already, and then she got to the third round. So she won 2 more matches, and then she lost in the third round to Barbara Krejčíková from Czech Republic, who is ranked 11. And so she was playing well above her pay grade and gave her a really good go.
She did a really good job.
Yeah,
then.
She lost in 3 sets. It was a close match. I watched that one too. So, yeah, 2 things. The men's draw and the women's draw. The men's draw, all the top players just about are still in it. And in the women's draw.
So it could be close.
It is. Novak Djokovic is still there. He's still the favourite. Carlos Alcaraz is still there. They're all still there, the top players. The only ones that have lost ahead of time has been last year's runner-up, Stefanos Tsitsipas. He lost yesterday.
Oh, sorry. He offered to build schools here last year.
Yeah, he's Greek. And he lost to Taylor Fritz, the American. And so all of the top players, the top 6 plus 8 and 9, are still in it. So they're doing going on nicely, but it's Novak Djokovic's to lose, but any of the others could give him a good go. Carlos Alcaraz, Daniel Medvedev, and Jannik Sinner, they are the top other top players, and anyone could win. But look,
you know what?
You never know. Anyone could come out of the work and win it too.
I hope they do give it a good go.
Yeah?
And knock the favourite off.
I'd like to see him win one more Grand Slam, which is, would mean he'd have 25 and he'd be one ahead of Margaret Court.
Oh, yes, that is a good
reason. It's a good reason.
That is a good reason. I can't argue with that.
No, you can't. And then in the women's, it's very interesting. The only number 2, number 3, and number 9 and number 13 are left of the major seeds. Aryna Sabalenka, she's defending champion. Number 3 is Coco Gauff. And number 9, Barbara Krejcikova, who I mentioned before. And the Chinese lass, Qinwen Zhang, is still left. Now, in the next round, though, Krejcikova plays Sabalenka. So that will get rid of number 10 or 2, and you basically have 3 and 10 left. All the others, major players, like the number 1, she lost in the third round, the first time since 1999. Top seeds lost that early in the women's draw. And the runner-up from last year, she lost in the second round. I watched that, ended that match. It was nearly at the end, and I thought, oh, yeah, I'll just watch just 5 minutes. And then they had this massive tiebreak, longest tiebreak Australian Open. They went 22-20, and so it went for half an hour. It was amazing watching that. It was crazy. And she lost to the Russian forgot her name. It'll come back to me. Anna something. Blinkova, sorry, right. came back to me. So, yes. So it's very interesting. Anyone could win it. Sabalenka being the defending champion, she has a slight edge, but really anyone could win the women's tournament. You might get a first-time Grand Slam winner. Interesting stuff. And obviously the women's finals on Saturday and the men's finals on Sunday.
I'm going to watch the women's finals.
Yes. Are you going or are you going?
No, I'll be watching it on TV.
How do you know you're going to be watching?
Because I said I was going to. I committed to watching the women's.
By who?
Last week.
To me?
Here on Joy. No, not to you.
Oh.
Joel was corresponding from the tennis last week. And
yes.
I said, I will watch the women's.
Okay.
Yep. So I'm going to on Saturday.
Saturday night. Good. Terrific. So, no, it's been some really good matches and some really long matches, you know, 5 sets for men, 3 sets for women, going very long matches. And it hasn't been overly hot too, which, you know, sometimes, you know, they stop because it's too hot.
Do they close the roof?
Yeah, they do for when it's raining, but not when it's hot.
Oh, not for heat.
No, but they suspend play if it's hot, like 40 degrees or something. But we haven't had any of that. They had a bit of rain and showers in the first week, so they got late starts, but they got through the matches. So, yeah, it's interesting stuff. And especially the women's. No idea who's going to win that one, you know? No,
it's exciting.
Idea. It is. The men's is a lot more stable. So we'll see. So next Monday I'll report on who won.
You'll tell us who won.
Yes, but there's some matches were played today, and there's a qualifier in the women's who's now made it to the quarterfinals. Her name's Diana Yastremska from Ukraine. So she went through 3 matches first, and she's now won 4, and she's in the quarterfinals. So that's pretty amazing.
Malcolm, I've got a question for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Without notice, there is another game, and I believe you can play it around the Australian Open at the moment. I've heard of it. I'm intrigued, and I want to give it a go. No, it's not the pickle thing.
Ball? What's it called?
The pickled cucumbers. It is the paddle something.
Paddle ball?
Yeah, it's...
I don't know. It is. I'll have to look it for it when I go.
Need you to investigate it for me, please, because I want to give it a go. It sounds like it's a bit of a hybrid between squash and tennis. I probably won't be able to hit the thing, but I don't care. Mm. It's apparently you're surrounded by a glass box, so at least I won't have to run far if I do hit
well,
it at the court.
Well, that's squash, you're in a glass box.
Yeah, but it's a little bit fast for me.
Squash?
Yeah.
No, squash, if you're playing well and dominating, you just stand in the one spot.
Oh, do you?
The other person has to do all the running.
Well, obviously, I haven't played well and dominated. I'm the other person doing the running all the time.
I remember. I played squash in school, and I remember squash, you're supposed to kind of hit with your wrist and not have much of a backswing. Mm. But I used to play tennis, and so I had a tennis
backswing.
No, I had a big backswing, and I whacked someone in the glasses and broke their glasses.
No.
I know, it was terrible. We were only teenagers then. It was terrible. Poor fella.
I need you to investigate the paddle, whatever the paddle ball.
Okay,
I'll paddle something. There's you can play it at the thing. If anyone knows, 0427569949. I want to give it a go.
Well, let's just check if we've got a message or not. Can you do that?
No, there's no message. There'll be a little red dot.
Not yet. Oh, okay.
What song are we going out with?
Oh, The one that we forgot to go out with last week, because we were talking about Saltburn, the film, that song has now been re-revived.
Oh, yes. It's in the charts.
It is. And I love it. Murder on the Dance Floor by Sophie Ellis-Bextor.
And here it is.
Wow. Well, see you next week.
See you next week after the tennis. Go and enjoy it, Malcolm.
Thank you. Bye.
See ya.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne. Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.